£6.58
that one.
Fine, thank you.
Right, basket,
do you want one,
okay? Okay, come on then.
Eager customers, eh?
Yeah, oh, it has been over the years, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Quite a few in the field at the moment, isn't
it? Yeah, it's been a busy morning. It's, I think with people knowing it's going to be the last year as well, they're all up trying to get.
Brian, you're wrapping up the pit your own after how many years?
Yes, 23 years we've done on it, and yeah, I thought it's time to start taking life a bit easier and let somebody else have a go at it if we can.
So it's by no means not a profitable business?
It's been profitable enough over the years. You get good years and bad years. Some years, you know, you get a lot of rain and you don't get picked. So you just have to take an average of it, really. You know, it's just a sort of steady average, really.
Over that 23 years that you've been doing it, I mean, when I came and visited you last year, we were in the midst of a drought and that was having a bit of an effect on the crop. Was that an unprecedented bit of weather for you over that tenure there, or have you had other sort of challenges along the way?
Every year's a challenge, really. It's down to the weather. As I say, we've had years where we've had, because you only get sort of 8 weekends for people to pick, and the idea is that through the week it's quieter and the strawberries all ripen up, and then the weekends everybody comes out and picks them. But if you get wet weather at the weekends, they don't get picked, but the strawberries still ripen and the next variety is ready for the following weekend. So you can have quite a big area of strawberries that have just started to over-ripen and go mouldy.
Not as lush as this.
No, well, even the golf course last year was all burnt, wasn't it? Yeah,
absolutely.
But put out a good crop of fruit this year, and the weather's been right as well,
yeah,
that's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So it's that having that free workforce over the last 2 decades is pretty handy, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, it is. It saved me a lot of work. I look back and I think the amount of strawberries sort of just trying to sort of average it over each year, I think over the scales that I've weighed, probably over 150 ton of strawberries that we've weighed in the last 23 years.
Do you recognise people when they come back every year? Do you get your regulars?
You do. I can't go anywhere on it, and somebody knows what.
And of course, when you announced just before this season that you were going to, you know, call it a day basically for this year, what have the messages been like? What's the feedback been like? I imagine a lot of people are pulling on your heartstrings. Are you saying, no, please don't, Brian?
Oh, I know. You get the children come in and they look at you and they say, well, why are you stopping? And, the parents are sort of saying, well, we've been bringing the children up and, you know, and I came here and I sort of say, well, you know, I can't keep going forever, and it gets harder every year. The actual part we're at now, where we're sort of the fruit is ready and we're selling it, is the easy part for me. But the rest of the year, there's a lot of work to do on them, and as the years go on, your back isn't as strong. So it's a job for younger people, really.
So this time next year, when you've got your feet up, you're gonna have an awful lot of strawberries to contend with. What is the plan with this now? It's an incredibly lush bit of land with, you know, I can see red currants and, like you've mentioned, gooseberries and lots of strawberries. How are you going to manage this? What is the plan?
Yeah, well, the plan is it's part of a bigger field. It'll go back down to being an agricultural field with grass. So it'll be a sad thing to do, but we will be ploughing the strawberry beds in, and there'll be a crop going on it next year, and then it'll be back down to a grass field, and at some point there'll be animals grazing back on it or hay taken off it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks a lot.